Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Live here on a Friday, it's David Noble filling in for Aaron Flint. We've got Congressman Zinke in studio taking calls until 9:20, and then we're going to have Governor Gene Forte in studio taking calls. By the way, that's Noble with a K. You know I'm an attorney here in Billings. You can find me online at LectureFan. Got a bunch of cool YouTube videos up from the Trump rally if you want to check that out. Let's go to the phones. We got Richard in Jordan. Richard, thanks for calling.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How's the weather in Jordan? Tell me it's nice today.
It is nice today. It's extremely smoky, but hey, we're dealing with it.
Yep. It's summer. It's a shame that we have to deal with smoke every year, right?
Indeed. I figure that I have, this is a question that I've had forever, and I've got the perfect two individuals. One man has to live by the laws, and the other one gets to explain them from the legal standpoint. Truth in advertising.
In politics?
FCC,
ouch.
Yes. Truth in advertising has laws set up by the FTC, and it's actually enforced by the FTC. But why is it, especially in this political ad season, it's blatant and in-your-face lies in advertising, especially by John Tester and his PACs.
It's amazing that he spent $50 million convincing everyone he's a Republican. And
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, $50 million, and he looks at the same poll I do. And here's how they get away with it.
He may have, he's shady because he may have. Oh, he wants to take public lands away. And you know what? Montanans know. You know, this is why he spent $50 million right now, because at the end of the day, you know, people know that John Tester is 350 pounds of bovine extraction.
You know, I said something a while ago, which is, you know what the Democrats have done to every single Republican statewide candidate in my entire life? They've accused every single one of them of wanting to get rid of public lands. And so every time it's been a lie, and it's a lie this time.
Or racism. And you start at the top, right? Look what they've done to President Trump. You know, Russian collusion. Absolutely not. You know, I was part of the Trump campaign, do agree, and I got to tell you, there was not a chance they were going to coordinate. They couldn't coordinate with themselves, let alone a third country. So that was completely made up, right? Hunter laptop, you saw that cover and run. You saw Ukraine, and these people hate Donald Trump to the point where I think they hate the country, and they want to just maintain power. So on truth in advertising, you know, you look at the news anymore. What happened to Walter Cronkite? You know, the news today, it's one editorial after another. You got to search around a long, long time to find the truth. But it's there. You know what? I think America's finally waking up, and we in America feels what the truth is.
All right. We're going to come to Brian in Billings and then Grandpa Lou in Billings right after this. 406-294-0970. Congressman Ryan Zinke, not afraid to take any call from any Montanan right now.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I'm trying to fit in as many callers as we can, so let's go straight to Brian in Billings. Brian, thanks for calling.
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. Thanks for your military and public service. Proud to have you as a congressman in there.
What a mess in Washington, D.C. No surprise, yeah. Right?
Nope. I'm shocked at the amount of damage this administration has been able to do. I'm shocked at what they've been able to get away with. So I know there's a lot to do and we have a lot of problems, but this national debt has to be public enemy number one. And I think, you know, President Trump is more than likely going to have the the opportunity to be the first president to pay down the national debt. I'm no economist, but I don't think that this inflation problem that we have is really going to get totally fixed until something like that happens. And it has to be, we have to do drastic things. And one thing might be we slash all the foreign aid, stop giving money away to foreign countries until we've taken care of our own cupboards.
Yeah, the debt is, I'd say we have, you know, two crises. One, immigration, illegal borders. That's driving a lot of the problems that we have. And then our debt. You know, the spend. The good thing is we have an economic engine that is, if we let the engine go, right? Meaning that we get rid of the regulation that's killing us. And we put our economic engine to bear. No one can compete with America. I believe me, no one can compete with America. But we got to get the engine running. And how you pollute the engine is you burden it with excessive debt, excessive spending, and inflation. So we got to get inflation back down as it should, and that's getting energy costs down. American-made energy, which is lowers emissions, we'll get that down. Stop the spending, we get interest rates down, and then on the debt, I'll go back to Article 1, Section 9 of our Constitution. No money should be removed from the Treasury unless by consequence of appropriations. We have long since left that, and we need to return to it, because as a congressman on appropriations, I only look at about 25% of the budget. The other 75% of the budget, which is growing rapidly without check, without review, is these packages that are entitlements and in some cases, you know, absolutely necessary. In some cases, they need dramatic reform. But you got to appropriate everything. And what I hate is these terms of discretionary, non-discretionary, omnibuses, continuing resolutions. In my judgment, all of them are tricks that Congress has put in place to remove themselves of the tough decisions. So we're America. Right. So you know what? We can make tough decisions. We know how much we have to spend. We know how much that we need to allocate. We know where our priorities is. Let's do our job, Congress.
Right.
And that's appropriate.
And frankly, a lot of what the federal government is doing is probably better done at the state level. Let's try to slip in a couple of more phone calls here while we still got Congressman Zinke. We got Grandpa Lou in Billings. Grandpa Lou.
Hey, Grandpa Lou. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, my friends, and thanks for having me on.
Now, Grandpa Lou, I got to ask, are you a real grandpa?
Oh, yes, sir.
All right. how many times over?
Oh, just one, my friend.
Oh, yeah? You're in the zone. You're a grandpa. Good morning. What's the question?
I just want to comment that everybody remember Red Friday and everybody that's deployed. And Congressman Zinke just posted here a little bit ago, Kamala Harris just abandoned Americans in Afghanistan. Tim Walz abandoned his unit in Iraq and the people of Minneapolis. What makes you believe they won't abandon you next? Wow, talk about the truth. And welcome to Billings, Congressman Zinke. Thank you for your service and welcome home. Semper Fi, brother, and send in the seals. Thank
Semper,
you.
Semper Fi, send the seals. You know, here's what's happening in Congress. I was the first SEAL in the House. I'm chairman of SEAL PAC, and now we have 5 SEALs in the House of Representatives. We're going to have 6. We're going to have 1 SEAL in the Senate. On our Special Forces brother, and we have 2 Special Forces Green Berets now, I think we'll advance to 4 or 5. When you add Rangers, Marines, combat arms, tough guys, we're over a squadron in our nation's capital. But I do think when you got Hamas inside the capital, we need to send warriors to Washington, D.C. that understand the Constitution.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Hey, we got one more caller for Congressman Zinke, and then we're going to have Governor Gene Forte joining us as well. Let's go to Michelle in Butte. Michelle, thanks for calling.
Hey, up front, I got to say, Governor Gene Forte, doing a great job. And no one works harder, by the way, than Governor Gene Forte.
I've known him a long time, and I tell you, he's like Donald Trump. He's Mr. Energy. He wakes up in the mornings, how can I fix things? He is a terror when it comes to getting things done. So, we are so fortunate and blessed to have Governor Gianforte. And we're going to be in the House here.
We are. And I did bring Michelle on. Michelle, why don't you go ahead and we'll have both of these public servants answer.
And here's the governor right here.
Congressman, good to see you. And you know what? We got to fix stuff because there's a lot of stuff broken.
Michelle, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go ahead.
I agree with everything Ryan Zinke said, but I'm calling to see if there is any federal money coming or any whatever to the St. Mary's.
The St. Mary's. Great question. We're up against...
Michelle, you are absolutely right. Help us on its way. We got two forms. We got some FEMA money coming up. But what we've been dealing with St. Mary's is a marvel of engineering since, I think, 1906. So on the Belknap Water Compact, there is a slice in there. I call it the Blackfoot Fix. That looks like St. Mary's.
We're going to get more of that right. Governor Gianforte, right after this.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
It's David Noble filling in for Aaron Flint, Congressman Zinke leaving the studio, and now we have Governor Greg Gianforte in the House. Governor, thanks for being here.
Hey, David, good to be with you.
So, Governor, I got a question that I've been hearing a lot of from folks that I respect, and it's actually a story about the UK police commissioner threatening to extradite U.S. citizens for online posts. And I'm not sure if you had seen this story, the Fox News story, but the UK was arresting people for criticizing immigrants, criticizing Islam. They obviously don't have free speech there. Some Montanans are concerned. What would happen if the UK tried to extradite a Montanan to the UK to face a trial for an online post criticizing immigrants or criticizing Islam or something like that? What have you heard of that story? What's your take on it? Is there anything you would do to prevent that?
They have no jurisdiction here. Go pound sand.
Perfect. That's about as good as it gets. All right. We got a caller. She goes by Tester Will Not Be Elected. Very popular on Twitter. A great caller. Tester Will Not Be Elected. Thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you, David. You're doing a wonderful job. And hello, Montana. Thank you, Governor Gianforte. The work you are doing in our state is absolutely amazing. But my question is, referring to the most recent Supreme Court ruling regarding minors receiving abortions without parental consent, in your capacity as governor, how are you going to put a hedge of protection around single Montana mothers or fathers, single parent households, if children and family units are under constant attack by dangerous ideology, CPS, drug addiction, absent other parent, rising costs, influence while parent is working? How can you assure children are safe in our state?
Thanks for the call.
Well, let me just say, this decision by the Montana Supreme Court is outrageous. It violates every instinct that we have. Ultimately, parents are responsible for their children. The fact that the court is trying to take away parental rights, completely outrageous. First, this initiative was voted on by the people of Montana, approved by over 70% of the voters 11 years ago. The court dallied, sat on it, procrastinated, and then we get this outrageous decision. We've looked at it. They made some absurd assertions in this ruling. We're going to appeal it because I believe parents know what's best for their kids.
Amen. Well said. Let's go to Nancy in Roundup. Nancy, thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning, Montana Talks family. Good morning, Governor. Okay, illegal immigration. Last year, it cost nationwide taxpayers $150.7 billion. That's $5,195 a piece for every Montana resident. What I want to know is this. We've got laws. We've got laws here in Montana, code 1-1-411. It prohibits giving anything to illegal aliens. We're just supposed to give them some aid and just start deporting them. I want to know this. Why aren't these people being rounded up and put in detention centers? And mayors, like in Bozeman and Billings, that are very, very bad mayors as far as I'm concerned, because they're breaking our federal laws of and state laws of immigration, why haven't they been asked to resign or step down from their jobs? They're allowing illegals to run freely. There are open vendors in Bozeman selling food without sanitation
Nancy, I want to try to get – great call, Nancy. Great question. I want to let everybody get a chance, so let's turn it over to Governor Gianforte. Your thoughts on that one.
Yeah, so I share Nancy's concern. Under the Biden-Harris administration, we've seen over 10 million people come into this country illegal. That's 10 people for every citizen of the state of Montana. We've been overrun, not to mention the drugs that are coming in as well. This is why we've had Montana National Guard on the southern border, assisting Customs and Border Patrol, assisting Greg Abbott. I know the solution. The solution is very simple. We need a new president in the White House. There is no will in the White House. In Montana, we've done what we did. We've outlawed sanctuary cities. We've beefed up law enforcement. We've added new drug interdiction teams. The problem is the Biden and Harris administration, when these people come across the border, they hand them papers. And when they're relocated to cities across the United States, they haven't committed a crime. On what basis, except crossing illegally, but they've given them work papers. We need a new president in the White House.
Yeah, that's President Trump yesterday in his press conference yesterday was mentioning how the Harris administration is giving work permits to these quote-unquote asylum seekers, which are filing false asylum claims and then getting allowed into the country. And then, of course, you know, Texas is trying to do something, and then the Democrats are literally suing Texas to try to stop Texas from trying to secure the border.
This is why we sent Montana National Guard down there to help Governor Abbott, and it worked. I've been to the southern border four times since I started serving the state of Montana. The last time in Shelby Park, there were 3,000 to 5,000 people crossing in Shelby Park illegally every day. Governor Abbott sent in the Texas National Guard, and they went to less than one a day.
That's amazing. It can be done. I mean, it can be done, and Donald Trump proved that. Let's go to John in Whitefish. John, thanks for calling in.
Thank you. I just want to bring up the point that the founders were very smart by putting in a check on judges, whether state judges, federal judges, or Supreme Court justices. The legislature has the power to impeach these judges with a two-thirds vote. They can fire them and kick them out of office and then let the people decide whether they agree with their representatives at the ballot box. But it would require some testicular fortitude from Congress to actually do their job, what's allocated to them, the powers
the other thing they can do is not fund the judiciary. And I don't know if that's a question for the governor.
The decisions that have been coming down have been outrageous. I care about our election integrity. That's why I signed four bills. One said you need a photo ID to vote. Another one said no same-day voter registration. We gave the Secretary of State the ability to take people who are not eligible to vote off the rolls. And I signed a bill that said you can only vote once in each election. Maybe it's a crazy idea, but I thought it was good. The Montana Supreme Court said all four of those bills were unconstitutional.
Right.
So we've got to change the court. Fortunately, we have an opportunity this fall with Corey Swanson and Dan Wilson. Swanson and Wilson, there's two open seats. Vote for the Sons of Montana, Swanson, Wilson.
All right, let's go to Right On John in Bozeman. Right On John, thanks for calling.
Good morning, David. Good morning, Greg. Good morning, Susan. Hey, what has it been, 20 years since I helped build your concrete house in Churchill?
I don't know. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
No.
Good to talk to you, Right On.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Hey, regarding Bussy's gun commercial, I got a challenge for Bussy or whatever, is that set up a target shoot between you and him, and he can put his money where his mouth is, and will shoot pistols, shotguns, and long guns up to 1,000 yards and see who wins. Winner takes all.
I like it. Are you up for that, Governor Gianforte?
I'm sure I can shoot straighter than he can because he's lying through his teeth. The guy, I have an A-plus rating from the NRA. He has an F rating from the NRA. He started in the gun industry. He turned into a gun grabber. He was on the committee for Biden to decide what gun restrictions we need. I've defended Second Amendment. We made Montana a constitutional carry state. I signed a law that said if the feds pass unconstitutional gun restriction laws, Montana law enforcement does not have to enforce it. You know what you're getting from me. And that other guy, I don't know where he is.
Fantastic. Let's go to Marilyn in Lolo. Marilyn, thanks for calling.
Hi, good morning. Well, what is up with the Montana Department of Transportation and the roundabout? The people hate them. The people do not want them. And now the people are trying to stop one going in on Highway 93 at Bell Crossing. MT, DOT is having meetings. The people show up, and they say no, they don't want it. It's the stupidest idea ever. How can we stop them? We don't want them.
All right, thanks for the call.
Well, Marilyn, sounds like you're doing what you're doing. I mean, public input matters. I just put a new director at MDT, Chris Dorrington. He's one of my best leaders. He totally changed DEQ. But he had spent 10 years at MDT previously. I think you're going to see a much more customer service culture adopted at MDT because Chris did that at DEQ. We got rid of all the backlogs. When I came into office at DEQ, we had almost 500 subdivision applications that had been stuffed in a desk drawer that were past the statutory deadlines. We changed leadership. We paid overtime. Now we're processing more than ever before. We have good state workers, but it's like we put a football team on the field and didn't tell them where the end zone was. They didn't know how to score points. Chris is going to bring that same customer service culture to MDT.
Hey, by the way, just yesterday I submitted my application for my property tax rebate. I know that is out there. I saw you had a great opinion piece published in Fox News this morning talking about how, hey, we're debt-free here in Montana. Washington should do the same.
We tried to be good stewards with your tax money. We passed a very conservative budget in 2021, grew state spending less than 1% in 2021 and less than 1% in 2022.
That's amazing. Adjusted for inflation or not adjusted?
No, just absolute terms.
That's fantastic.
And then we had a big surplus, so we gave $1 billion back in these rebates and lower rates. We fixed what was broken. We stuffed some money under the mattress for a rainy day, and we paid off all the state debt. Montana's completely debt-free.
Fantastic. Okay, folks, open phones. If you want to ask Governor Gianforte a question, 406-294-0970, live all across the state of Montana. We got Joel in Bozeman coming up. We got open phones after that, and we'll be right back with David Noble and Governor Greg Gianforte.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
Yesterday, farmers and analysts alike were surprised to see a record soybean crop reported in USDA's crop production and World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates report. The soybean crop coming in at 4.58 billion bushels, surpassing all pre-report estimates. The soybean yield is forecast at 53.2 bushels per acre, with Indian stocks reaching a six-year high of 560 million bushels. Corn production is also on the rise, now projected at 15.14 billion bushels, driven by a record yield of 183.1 bushels per acre. Despite this increase, corn ending stocks are slightly down at just over 2 billion bushels, while the farm gate price dropped to $4.20 a bushel for U.S. corn. Also a part of that report, wheat actually saw a decrease in production, with estimates lower to 1.9 billion bushels due to reduced acreage. Wheat ending stocks are now at 828 million bushels, with the farm gate price for U.S. farmers steady at $5.70 a bushel. Globally, soybean stocks are up, while wheat production has increased slightly. Corn production is down on the global scale, according to USDA. Today's report was brought to you by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. For more on what they do for family farmers and ranchers, visit ncba.org. I'm Wayne Northlund.
talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
It's David Noble and Governor Greg Gianforte high above downtown Billings, Montana, live all across the state, taking your phone calls. And we're going to go straight to Joel in Bozeman. Joel, thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Hey, Governor, I want to alert you to the fact that maybe the Democrats have had 4 years to think of another way to cheat. Is one of them maybe manipulating the votes in our county offices of the votes that we put in, and also all these illegal aliens that are running around? Is there any way that you know of that you're going to stop them from voting?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of things. One, I mentioned in the first segment that I've signed 4 election integrity bills. Unfortunately, the liberal Montana Supreme Court has overturned all of them. My plan is to run up the score so it's not even close. I mean, that's a good... And what you can do is get involved as an election judge. With eyes on the problem, we can prevent bad things from happening.
Right, and that's Donald Trump's plan too. Is swamp the polls, just swamp them, and then yeah, we got to have people paying attention and taking video and being poll watchers and election judges. And I know here in Yellowstone County, I'm a precinct captain here for the GOP. I'm the state committee man out of Yellowstone County, and we're definitely trying to get people here in Yellowstone County to sign up to be poll watchers and election workers and anything else. Governor Gianforte, I had just mentioned before that last break that I've already applied for my property tax rebate. If you've got anything to say to the people of Montana that maybe they haven't applied yet.
Well, we collected too much money, the state. So we during the 2023 session, we did the largest tax refund and rate reduction in state's history. The portal for property tax rebates just opened yesterday.
Yep, that's what I did yesterday.
Go to getmyrebate.mt.gov. If you own a home in Montana, you'll get another check for $675. Also, yesterday, I got the results of our property tax task force. They came up with some great ideas that allow us. The rebates are good, but it's one time. We need permanent tax relief for Montanans because people are paying too much. And as everybody knows, the state doesn't get a dime of property tax. It all goes to local municipalities. And some communities have been pretty good stewards. But inflation has averaged 2.4% a year for over 20 years. Local spending has averaged 6% growth every year for 20 years. So the only way to solve this is to rein in local spending. The other idea we came up with is a homestead exemption, which I'm a big fan of. This would allow Montana residents to pay in their primary home to pay a lower rate than out-of-staters who have a second home here. That shifts the tax burden. They're here. They're not paying income tax. They're not. So this is how we're going to pay for the roads and the bridges and everything else.
Fantastic. We were talking this morning. We had lots of callers about property taxes because I had mentioned some of the news stories about it this morning and lots of callers about it, lots of different ideas. And we kind of all came to the same conclusion that we can talk about the taxes and the taxes and this, that. The real issue is the spending. And it's the same at the federal level. You cannot increase federal taxes enough to pay for what they're spending in D.C. So you got to focus on the spending side. I totally agree with that point that you made. Let's go to Shelley in Helena. Shelley, thanks for calling.
Hi. Governor, I'm so glad to talk with you. I think you're the best thing that's happened to this state in a long time.
Oh, you're very kind, Shelley.
And it's sincere. This situation where Neil, Cruz, and Last Chance and Helena all meet, and the light went out, and they try to tell us they can't figure out what happened or how to fix it. So now they have stop signs, and later we'll go to a roundabout. It is dangerous, and nobody knows who's going next and what's going to happen. Calling the city and so forth doesn't help. Can you do anything to get that light fixed and get it functioning so drivers know what they're doing?
I'm not familiar with the intersection. If it's a state highway, I would talk to MDT. If it's local, you're doing the right thing calling the city.
Yep, that's exactly what I was going to say. Let's go to Patrick in Malta. Patrick, thanks for calling.
Yeah, morning. How are you guys?
Great, thanks.
Good. Hey, I'm an irrigator out of the on the St. Mary's Canal here, out of the Malta Irrigation District. And, you know, it's a huge concern for us, you know, this canal being repaired in a timely manner, you know, that there is some funding in place to do this. And I know that's more at the federal level and, you know, with the irrigators themselves, I totally understand that. But, you know, the one thing I'm wondering about, you know, has the state figured out any way that we could have some, you know, property tax relief for us, you know, in the coming year? We're not going to have water delivery for essentially about 20 months. So the whole 2025 season is written off. And in agriculture, where our margins are so tight, you know, they're talking about still charging us our operation maintenance fee, part of our property tax, you know, to fund an irrigation district, to fund the Bureau of Reclamation, when we're not even going to get water delivery. We're going to have reduced crops because of this. You know, and I would, you know, the other question, part of this question would be, you know, has the state of Montana, like through the Attorney General's office, looked at any, you know, legal means, you know, for some compensation for the irrigators? You know, this is a totally a negligence part on the part of the Bureau of Rec, St. Mary's Working Group, the irrigation districts themselves, the Joint Board of Control. I have sat at meetings and they say, well, we had to let it fail to get funding.
That's a crazy
thing.
Hey, Patrick, we got a bunch of callers. I think that's a good question. I'll turn it over to the governor on that one.
Yeah, Patrick, I understand how essential water is, particularly not only for the irrigators, but domestic water up there along the High Line. You know, if we run out of water, the faucets aren't going to work. I mean, you can't take a shower, flush the toilet. This is why when Drop 5 failed a few years back, I was in Congress. I got the money to get it fixed. We got it back up quicker than anybody thought. I'm optimistic that it's not going to be 20 months. The state was the first group to show up for money when we had this recent siphon failure. $32 million had already been appropriated. I worked with the federal government. We got the rest of the money to fix both sets of siphons. And as Ryan Zinke said earlier, there's money in the Fort Belknap Water Compact to finish the rest of the project. I'm optimistic that it's not going to take 20 months and you'll have water next summer.
Okay, let's hope and pray for that. We got Craig in Helena calling in. Craig, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Hello, Governor.
Hi, Craig.
Thanks for all you do. Hey, I've got a quick question for you. In light of the recent ruling by the Montana Supreme Court, what is the Montana GOP going to do to rein the court in? I mean, the GOP has the governorship, has the Senate and the legislature. We're a totally conservative state. So we either have to change the law, change the rule, or do something to rein this Supreme Court in. What's your plan, Governor?
Yeah, well, Craig, I share your concern. This decision this past week where they said parents don't have any rights, minors make their own decisions with the advice of anybody they happen to find.
But that's for abortions. When it comes to a tattoo or something like that, you still have...
Or an R-rated movie.
Yeah.
You still need parental... It does. They're setting up for much broader decisions. I share your concern, Craig. This is why we have two open seats this year. Corey Swanson, Dan Wilson. We need to get them elected. And I will tell you, our office is analyzing this decision. We think they got it backwards. They gave the state constitution preeminence over the federal constitution. And that's just not how the law works. So we're doing the analysis on that. We think we have recourse to take this to a higher court and get a reasonable decision that defends the rights of parents.
Good, good. I know that because people are very concerned about that one, and that is just sort of people are shocked that the Montana Supreme Court would say something
plus,
like that.
Plus, they sat on a voter initiative for over a decade.
Right.
Just kicking the can down the road.
Right. And kudos to Attorney General Knutson for finally getting the courts to act on that.
He shook it loose. He did a great job.
Let's go to Dave in Big Fork. Dave, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Keep it to the point. The Defend the Guard Act, among other things, would prohibit the deployment of your National Guard unless Congress upheld their duty and passed an actual declaration of war, which they haven't done since World War II. Sid Dowd, Tim Sheehy, Matt Rosendale, Lee Deming, among others, have supported this. would you assert your authority as governor and support Defend the Guard? And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Yeah, I have to see the details of the bill. I will say I am commander-in-chief in the state. I end up being able to deploy the Guard. We do it on a regular basis, for wildfires. We just had them when this big storm came through Missoula. We used the Guard. I made the decision to assist the Texas National Guard in defending the border. So I would hate to not have the ability to protect Montana's life and limb if necessary, but we'd have to look at the details of the bill.
Okay, we're going to have one more segment here with Governor Gene Forte. If you want to ask him a question, call him now. We got one open phone line. My take on that bill is more about Congress having to declare a war before any troops go overseas. That's the real issue, right? We'll be right back.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
All right, we got a couple of more callers here. I'm going to ask you callers to try to be quick because we're going to try to fit three callers in here on this last segment. Let's go to Jenna in Hungry Horse. Jenna, thanks for calling.
Hi, thanks for having me. So I was calling because last summer we had a fire up near our house, and then this spring we were notified that our homeowner's insurance is dropping us. So now we have to pay more money for different insurance, but I don't understand why they would offer that in the first place and then drop us later.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Maybe the commissioner of insurance might be the better person to ask that to, but I don't know if you've got any thoughts.
I would just say I think a lot of Montanans are having trouble getting insurance, and we need to bring some sanity to it. This is why we've been working so hard to do expanded forest management to reduce the risk. But you're right. The auditor, the insurance commissioner, would really be the right person.
Okay, let's go to Annalise in Shepherd on line four. Annalise, thanks for calling.
Hi, yes. What are your thoughts on DEQ permitting the first ever automobile shredder residue landfill in the country that's full of toxic forever chemical called PFAS and the current lawsuit we have with DEQ?
Where's that landfill located?
Shepherd,
Montana. Okay, Governor Gianforte.
Yeah, if you have a lawsuit going on, I'm not going to comment.
That as a lawyer, I think that makes perfect sense. Let's go to Rick in Ronan. Rick, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks. I've got a comment on the judicial supremacy we're experiencing and the election laws the governor mentioned and the parental rights ruling. The violation of parental rights, and the governor may want to comment, but my remark is that this is legislating from the bench, clearly a violation of separation of powers by the courts. The Montana Constitution gives to the legislature the duty to guarantee the purity of Montana elections, and the courts had no authority to rule on those election laws. And so my suggestion that the ultimate solution there is the legislature needs to begin impeachment proceedings on some of these issues, as the courts are clearly violating the separation of powers.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Governor Gianforte, you've already sort of addressed it. I don't know if you had anything to add.
Rick, I agree with you. They're way over their skis. They think they're a part of the legislature. They're not. They should be ruling blindly. And we don't want a right-wing court or a left-wing court. We just want lawyers that are going to blindly apply the law in all cases equally to everyone.
Right.
That's not what they've done here. They've brought their own personal agendas to the table. They're the most activist liberal court in the country, and we need to change it. And we're going to be looking at every avenue available to us to fix it. It starts with the elections in November. And as Rick pointed out, there might be additional things we could do.
That sounds good to me. We got another caller. We've got Connie in Glendive. Connie, thanks for calling.
Hi, this is Connie, and I thank you for your service and everything. But my question is, when you have a refund check problem and they give you that 202-622-2000 for Montana, no one ever picks up. Can you fix that problem?
Well,
it's been days I've been trying to get through to them.
a 202 number, that would be a Washington, D.C., and nobody ever answers back there. If it's a state issue, you need to call the Department of Revenue in Helena.
Okay.
We have a dedicated crew there. It's busy right now with the rebates going out, so you might have to wait a little bit. But they are diligent to get back to folks.
Yep, that sounds right to me. I would just call the DOR if you're having any.
But if it's a 202 number, that's not a Montana number.
Yeah, there might be some confusion there on where the number's coming from and stuff like that.
Yeah, I would go to the Montana Department of Revenue website, and I think there's a call center number on there. That'd be, if it's a state issue, that'd be the place to call.
Okay, we got another caller, Nick in Bozeman. Nick, thanks for calling.
Well, thank you. Good morning, Governor. It's an honor to speak to you.
Yeah, hi, Nick.
Hi. Yeah, my question is, I see you put safeguards in place in case the federal government ever were to come in and try to violate our right to bear arms. My question is, there's all this talk now about monkeypox, bird flu. Are we going to go down the road again of social distancing, wearing masks, forced vaccinations, shutting down of businesses because some, CDC or World Health Organization has declared a worldwide pandemic?
I didn't mean to cut you off there.
That's an easy to answer. No.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I hope you answer no to that one.
Yeah, I mean, this is, I believe that government's job in these situations is to educate, not to restrict.
Yep.
People ought to understand the consequences. And I believe individual Montanans, no one cares about your health than you do.
Right.
So let's help you understand what the consequences are, what the risks are, and then you make a decision. And I would expect neighbors are good to neighbors in Montana. If you're infectious, stay home.
Right. Well, and that's what I always thought, like, during COVID. It was like, okay, if this is truly a disease that's going to kill you, if you get it, we don't need to be told by the government to stay home. Everybody's going to stay home on their own if they're informed and educated that this is a deadly disease. But if you try to force them and then you lie to them about how deadly it is.
Yeah, and when I came into office in January of 2021, we were in the middle of all these restrictions.
And Governor Bullock had all that stuff on there.
And I unwound him as quickly as I could.
That was
fantastic. Because I trust Montanans to make the best decisions for themselves.
Hey, 20 seconds left. What else you got for us, Governor Gene Forte? Thanks so much for being here. It's an honor to have you on.
Well, I would just say serving this great state's the greatest honor of my life. I love the work. That's why I travel so much. I'm on my 56th county tour. I look forward to seeing you down the road.
Thank you so much, Governor Gene Forte, and we'll see you back here Monday with Aaron Flint back in studio.